It's continuing coverage of Appalachian Parkersburg boys basketball with head coach Aaron Thomas, a 62-56 win over Dyke and Hartford here on the home court tonight. They cut it to three, and it looked like it was going to be anyone's ball game a little bit there. But what do you think ultimately gave you guys the edge down the stretch to finish it out?
We were just able to make enough plays late. We got stops, and we executed. We made our free throws, you know, and I thought Caleb was outstanding tonight. Did a good job. Mason Ritter came up with a huge rebound. Tyler Wedeking hit, you know, huge three, timely. You know, we stopped guarding a little bit. And credit to DNH, you know, they were well above their three-point shooting percentage tonight from three. And, you know, anytime you get a rivalry, and I know they're coming back from, you know, a long extended football season, and their timing, those things are just going to keep getting better for them. And anytime we play, I could care what the records are. It doesn't matter. You know, it's no, both teams are going to really get after it. And I think just late we were able to get some stops that we needed. They did a great job getting back in the game. We kind of let them up with, you know, the end of the second half, about the last 5 minutes. We weren't real good offensively or defense. It kind of let them back in it, and then, you know, they hit some shots. We went to a box and one, and credit to those other guys, made shots. We had to get out of that. But late, I thought we executed well late. We got baskets. We got stops.
Yeah, and again, great night for Caleb Campbell. Going back to his numbers, it was a career high in scoring, 24 points and 11 of 14 at the free throw line. And he had told me he was struggling at the free throw line, and he put in a bunch of practice over the weekend. And I guess it paid off, right? I mean, what can you say about his performance here tonight?
Just, you know, a senior. You know, Caleb's been a great leader for us all year. And even late, he wanted to switch. He wanted to go on Meester, who's their best player. And it just speaks to Caleb. He's playing with such confidence, so happy for him, because he has put in so much time and effort, and to have the start going this senior year that he has, just really, really happy for him.
And the ability of your team to make clutch plays in those key situations, as you mentioned, the big Wedeking three, and then he takes a charge down here as well. I mean, when it comes to clutch time, what gives you confidence in your team in those situations?
You know, it's the work that they've put in, and, you know, those guys, Caleb, Benny, Tyler played an awful lot of basketball, and even Ritter, you know, unfortunately Mason being hurt last year, you know, wasn't able to play in the offseason, some AAU stuff, but those guys played a lot of basketball, and you know, I think they're just confident, and we try to do it every day in practice, so they know what's going on, and they did a good job executing that.
And when it comes to, you know, finishing out games, again, you had a big lead. It was as many as 13, 15 at some point like that in the first half. And what can you take away from that kind of situation where you let a team back into it, especially knowing you're going to see these guys again here later in the year?
And that's what we talked about. You know, we made the mistake of that, and you know, Costello, you know, is a really good player that's out with an ankle, and I know he's hoping to be back after Christmas, and he will make them better. And, you know, I don't know if they're their big fella with the ACL, if they'll get him back or not. But that's two key players. And just, you know, for DNH, honestly, a week off here at Christmas break after the football season playing that long, it's going to be big for them. It's going to be a battle and playing over there. And so we got to keep getting better because we know they'll keep getting better and the other teams in our league will. But I do think we have a lot of potential to continue to grow. Like, I don't worry about us, you know, peaking too early just with our inexperience and new guys playing together. And so we'll keep working and get ourselves ready. And we know every game is going to be tough. And, you know, hopefully we can close out here in 24 undefeated with a very physical South Harden team coming in. So we're going to have to match their physicalness and be able to play and move the ball to get open shots, because it'll be tough to just drive it through them or at them.
All right, and this is the last time we'll see you before Christmas break, so what are you hoping to, you know, again, obviously you got that Thursday night game against South Harden, but what are you hoping to bring into Christmas break as you have a, you know, a couple weeks before the next game?
Yeah, just to get a little bit more efficient offensively, to make sure everybody knows what we're doing, and we'll just continue working. And honestly, we have not shot the ball well from three, so I'm hoping, you know, we'll get a lot of shots up, and hopefully we can just get where we shoot a little better from the perimeter.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share?
No, just great home crowd tonight. You know, anytime we get together, it's going to be a great crowd with the two. But I thought our fans were great. Our students brought us a lot of energy. And just appreciate the start. And we hope everybody's back Thursday.
All right. That's AP head coach Aaron Thomas. Thanks for the time tonight.
Hey, appreciate it, J-Mo.